Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
Yeah, so, okay, so you picked up an old, what do you call those?
Micro four thirds.
Yeah, I was going to say micro three fourths. I was so close. Yeah, so you picked up my old Panasonic.
Yep, GX1.
Yep, and what have you been doing with the camera as far as like just shooting family environment?
Yeah,
just like,
yeah, in general, I've been wanting to like go on walks, do photo walks with it. But nice. Yeah, I'm like I told you, I'm going on a little trip this weekend, going to visit my brother in Arizona, so I'm going to bring that. It's like we had like travel points and stuff like that, and it's just like you know, like I haven't visited my brother while he's been out there, and it's yeah, everything, you know, like it's gonna be Julian's like first airplane experience.
Oh, okay. Best of luck with that. Yes. Oh, prayers, thoughts and prayers.
I'm just gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell everyone right now. We're giving him melatonin, and he's gonna be knocked out.
That works.
Yep. So we leave tomorrow night. It's only a 1-hour flight, but yeah, it's going to be around like 9 o'clock and we arrive at 10. But okay. I'm just going to give him that melatonin and hopefully he just goes like.
Well, I hope you have a great trip. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And just to help recap, I guess, for listeners, it's been a while. We haven't recorded or really chat about shave stuff since our last episode with Greg Tardif, who Gerard, I don't think there's any relation to this, but shortly after the episode with Lather Talk, Greg basically kind of took a step back from his YouTube channel, reducing it to, I think he said, like once a month, just because it was consuming too much time. He has a young daughter.
No, for sure. I mean, we all know, like, you know, in this hobby, or I think any hobby, like you have your peaks and your dips and everything like that. And so
definitely.
And it's not like it's the first, you know, only hobby he has. You know, we talked about his talent and maybe obsession, you know, with the camera arts and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, I mean, he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know how, or both of us know how much time and work goes into the production, which I think a lot of people, like, especially in the wet shaving niche, just really aren't familiar. You know, the majority, right, of YouTubers, and we discussed this, is like you just set up the camera in the bathroom, record your shave, chat however long you want to chat, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever, and then hit stop and upload the sucker. Greg's doing something very different. Even it's a shorter video, but like so much more time as far as the amount of shots he's doing and editing, all that. So I just want to mention that because we wish Greg well. Hope it's like, you know, hope the new schedule actually is refreshing and gives him some time with his family, and thank him as a guest. Other people just to thank, can't forget our lovely patrons. Thank you to the Lather Talk patrons for helping keep the lights on. I really do appreciate all of your financial support. If you want to learn more about the Lather Talk Patreon, you can go over to patreon.com/lathertalk. I'll have the link in the description and show notes as well. But that's not the only way you can support. You can also, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that like button. If you're not a subscriber to the channel, do that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, drop a 5-star review. All of that, what it does is help get our episodes, helps get the show in front of new viewers, new listeners. And we just want to reach out and, you know, be able to chat, interact with more of you. So thank you in advance. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention too, also, is like the other reason we haven't recorded was between we had our school break, our spring break, a little later, and then Gerard had a bad case of bronchitis. So how are you doing? Are you still recovering from that, or is that mostly past?
So I will occasionally be, I have like this, like this tickling cough that just like kind of like nags. So, you know, every time I feel it coming, I'm just gonna hit the mute button, get the cough out of the way, come back. So
well, I appreciate you being available to record in light of the persistent cough.
It was horrendous.
And the travel, though. Yeah. You straight up like lost your voice, right? At some point,
it was completely gone. Yeah. I just could not talk at all.
Yeah. So basically, that afforded a bit of a break, or I guess, you know, was it a month ago? I guess was the last episode.
Essentially.
But yeah, you mentioned before, Gerard, like kind of not being out of the loop, but you're not like chasing every little like software or hardware release, right? As far as what shaving goes, that is.
No, not really. I mean, when you have 80 soaps, mostly matching splashes.
Yeah.
A lot of fragrances that complement, you know. I don't necessarily go the full trifecta lots. I do have quite a bit, but, you know, so yeah, software, side, as far as like soaps and splashes and all that, I'm very much, I'm very much like on a, I don't want to say hiatus, because I did just buy something last week.
What'd you get? I was going to say, what was your last purchase?
We can talk about it, you know, because it's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
You know, it's, but I picked up the Frag from Dr. John's of Rose of Phrygia. I really like the soap.
Oh, okay. I never smelled that one.
It's a rosy scent. But it's like, it's definitely rosy, but you know, for people that don't like this crazy overpowering rose, it's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, so. And what Gerard was alluding to is our main topic, which we'll get to in just a little bit, which is a recent slew of wet shaving artisans and vendors closing up shop essentially. So, we'll circle back around to that and to that purchase. That makes a lot of sense. In that it's not going to be available.
Definitely. So yeah, that's the most recent one. Other than that, I don't know if I could tell you. It's been a while. Like
just because in casual chat you haven't mentioned anything, so I assume there nothing new really has come your way.
No, not really, not particularly. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not daily shaving, but I'm still shaving regularly and enjoying everything that I'm using. But yeah, I think it's just right now, just kind of in a lull maybe type of mode.
Has it been the past year, you'd say, or is it just under a year where it's been that state? 6 months.
Yeah.
It's hard time and
I mean
perception of time for me. It's hard.
I got voices, you know, when was that? Last summer, and then maybe a couple of things. I mean, it hasn't been much.
Right.
I've gotten a couple of brushes, things like that, seen them, but
yep.
Besides that, yeah, I mean, that's mostly been the purchases. So much of the excitement in the hobby is like, you know, just it's like Christmas, you know, when you get that FedEx or UPS or USPS, yep, you know, package, you're just like, oh, you know, here it is. I got that feeling. Right.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point where right now I really just want to enjoy the stuff that I'm using.
Totally.
And I don't think I've done that in years. You know, you're just like buying stuff. You're like, yeah, I like this now. I don't like this. Let me sell this. Let me exchange this for something else. So.
Right. It's the constant cycling of stuff, right? To try to keep it manageable. Because I mean, similarly, I would say in the last few months, it's been kind of, it hasn't died, but it's definitely severely reduced right at the beginning of, the new year 2023 was selling off a good amount of software, especially, but also hardware and just trying to get things manageable. And I think this past month, things just like life stuff got busy, but I was pretty happy with my first round of cuts. But I don't think I'm done yet. I feel pretty good about purging even more. And I don't know if you feel this way or if other listeners, let me know if you feel this way. I do tend to cycle through hobbies and I might pick them up again down the road. But as far as wet shaving and fragrances go, that is a lull. Like I'm not really browsing much about it. I'm not watching reviews or content related to that topic as much. But there are other topics that so if I'm not doing that, I'm usually doing something else. So for a little bit, I was like learning a lot about watches, and that's nice. And that's still an interest, but not in a purchase mode. Recently, I went down the rabbit hole with boots and like updating my wardrobe in general, which is a good sign.
It's very Northeastern of you to be into boots.
Yes, I guess so. But with wet shaving and fragrances, I like men's fashion. I like to have the right clothes for the right occasion. And I hadn't touched my wardrobe in a long time. I think I cycled through that too, like donated stuff that wasn't worn, stuff I luckily kind of, it's too big for me now. So that's a good problem. So yeah, in that wardrobe update, it's like, ooh, like, I kind of dug out the old boots because otherwise I was wearing like one or two pairs of sneakers, just cycling between the two. That's a right step in general, as far as I think my, outlook, like interacting with the outside world.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like a lot of the excitement is when you're just like starting to like build the, build the inventory, if you will, right?
Yeah.
I can literally see it behind you. Like, how many bottles of fragrances do you have like right behind your head right now? Like see, it's like two full shelves.
Yeah, I think my total collection might be around 50. So there's decants as well as like full bottles, but not much has been added to it. I think voices actually probably might have been
the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, like you have stuff that's like seasonal. You have stuff for like daytime, for nighttime. You have stuff, like for dates, for formal events. You're just like, I feel like, going like full masculine, like, I don't know, like something really dark, spicy, earthy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you have like 50, like you could use one a week and you're good,
Yeah. Yeah. And the fragrance, so fragrances and wet shaving are really much in the same place where I think that's exactly what it is, in that I like variety and I like the current, like what I have now kind of ticks all the, checks all the boxes.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't really need a tobacco forward scent. I already have this. Or I don't need like an aquatic. I have
12 of them.
you're just like, do I need another sandalwood scent? I have 17 of these. No.
Gerard, I had so, like, when I was, like, sizing down, I had so many sandalwood scents. And they're fantastic, but I had to pare it down to, like, two or three of them. So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of what, it's good to know where we're in the hobby. When we started recording, we were very much still, acquiring things and I think kind of like keeping our eye out for the latest and greatest. And I would say it's definitely come to a different point, but it's kind of cool to have the episode, this show as a way to kind of track where we are in the hobby.
Not getting enough drama, talking smack, or hooligan hijinks from your regular forums, social media, or Reddit? Well, the Lather Talk Discord is not for you. Sorry to disappoint. But if you're looking for a cool place to hang out with fellow traditional shaving degenerates, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware or software and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
Oh, And speaking of other, you know, other what's taking my time and distractions, can't fail to mention I'm playing Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch. It's a game that Jared loves.
You do realize it's 2023 and not 2017, right?
At what point, you know, my kids were really young at that point, and now I can play. And they actually, oh man, they actually play Zelda, like pretend play Zelda, because they, my son especially loves watching, watching as I play. And he has, he actually has his own Switch and plays other games too. But it's cool, and it's running. He's running around with a foam sword now, attacking everyone.
Nice.
Yeah, but
are we gonna, does Link shave with a soldier's broadsword or with the woodcutter's axe?
So I answer your question with another question. Is he an elf? Is that,
no, he's a Hyrulean.
Okay, but they have the pointy ears like elves. So I was thinking like elves, like Lord of the Rings elves, fantasy elves. Not grow facial hair, right?
He's elf-ish.
He's elvish. Yeah, okay, he's elvish, but not an actual,
right? But no. Like, he could grow facial hair. I mean, he's still kind of like a young guy, you know? But because, yes, for example, in Breath of the Wild, it's not even a spoiler, really. Zelda's dad, the king, has a full beard.
He does. Okay. Good point. So what finally got me to play Breath of the Wild is that the next Zelda game's coming out within a few weeks, again, at the point of the recording.
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks, Tears of the Kingdom. Did Gerard, did you already pre-order yours?
Of course.
Okay. For the listener's sake, I had to ask.
I mean, so, yeah. Will I really have time to like go at it hard, you know, like right away? Maybe, maybe not. Like, who knows?
You'll make time for sleep will suffer.
Oh no, we're just gonna knock out Julian with melatonin.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, listeners, viewers, if you guys are really into Zelda Breath of the Wild or psyched for the new one because the trailers are all out, it looks great, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from our fellow Zelda fans. But I think, Gerard, we should probably move on to the main topic for today's episode, I think.
Yeah, the unfortunate main topic.
It is unfortunate. Let me bring up a little visual aid right here. Hold on 1 second. Main topic, I don't know what the concise way to put this, but wet shaving artisans and vendors who have recently closed down. So first up is just the list that we know of. If we have left one off the list, please let us know. It's no slight to that person, but it's already, I got nine names here. Some of these might just be kind of winding down, but the intention is to close down. Just quickly to read them off, we have Central Texas Soaps, which was at the end of 2022, Charcoal Goods, Talbot Shaving, Male Grooming, Dr. John's, Above the Tie, The Shave Nook, which is a forum, Brad Sears / Morrison Forndren, and Mozingo Brushworks. So that's a lot. And
I mean, it's unfortunate, right? Like some of the people, you know, involved in a lot of these places, you know, maybe they went into it like, you know, trying to make it like a full-time gig. Some of them just made it their part-time hustle, you know, just
true,
trying to just get some, where this was never a full-time, you know, thing. And they just did it, you know, just to maybe earn a couple extra bucks on the side and, you know, try, just, you know, being a craftsman, you know, at something in this hobby. And so, I think it's really, it's always unfortunate, you know, regardless of, you know, whether I think the only thing I haven't used was a product from Above the Tie from ATT.
Okay.
You know, I think I've used at least something from everyone else. I found Shave Nook and I think I made an account on there, but it wasn't, you know, I wasn't particularly active over there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
likewise.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, you know, a lot of options are really good for us, the consumers. And, you know, just, you know, one less option is really unfortunate, you know, in this hobby.
Yeah, and just to drill down a little deeper too, you can see there's something from like every category on this list. A lot of soap makers, but there's also hardware brush makers and razor makers. So it's not really, you know, it's not one particular area. And you made a great point in that this was not everyone's full-time gig. For some it was, but you know, for many it was a side hustle, side project. I know a lot of folks, especially the both soap makers and brush makers, often are hobbyists that like want to dip their toe into making the stuff, and you know, often to some great success. So it's definitely a bit sad to see. I'm wondering though if we can if we maybe can, in our drilling down, think like what are some of the takeaways, I guess, or for example, like, you know, in the height of the pandemic, right, with supply chains and supply chain issues and whatnot, certainly, you know, it made things difficult, but I think a lot of artisans still persevered despite, you know, containers not being available, having to deal with shipping delays and whatnot. And then I think the next kind of hurdle was just the state of the economy, people not buying as much, right?
I'm sure that, you know, the economy or you know, especially at the beginning of the pandemic and yeah, supply chain issues were definitely a thing that, you know, we talked about it with many people. But I think, you know, from the consumer side, like we were buying, like, you know, we started this podcast in 2019 and we're all at home and people are still buying left and right. You know, like some people would say that that's probably where the quote unquote peak was, you know, like during that yeah, first, maybe like 2020 ish. And yeah, I mean, I think like anything in the hobby, in any hobby, it's just the market right now is just a little bit slower. So I don't know if you know, like when we talk about like making things a full-time gig, right, or even a part-time gig, like profit margins and things like that, you know, like does it make sense to put in all of this work and effort, you know, for just, you know, not that much, you know, like money and stuff like that.
Right.
And, but at the same time, you know, like some of this stuff is so good that, yeah, it's going to last a while, you know? And again, we've talked about this in other things. Like if I just bought one soap at a time, okay, I'll probably just have like 4 soaps a year.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. If that. Right. Like that's, and you know, it's not like I'm buying them from the same artisan, you know, like different artisans. So I think it's a good thing that, you know, like so much stuff is available for us, the consumer, but at the same time, like all I can say is, you know, I'm not surprised, sadly, you know, there's only so much of the pie to go around. Right. And I'm not saying that, you know, these, you know, like some of the artisans, they're closing down just for personal reasons. They're just like, I'm ready to retire, or, you know, or whatever. Like we have too many other things that we're busy with, you know, and
family, there's kids, or just,
you know, like other things, the main job or something else, you know? So it's bound to happen. You know, and
would you say, I think you kind of touched upon this too, would you say the market was oversaturated?
I mean, we do a podcast for a very niche hobby, and even amongst, you know, us, like it's such a minuscule, I feel like it's a small portion, right? And so oversaturation, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like sometimes it just gets to the point where it's just like you can only buy so much, you can only try to support, you know, like so many people, right? And
yeah,
here's the thing, right? Like talking about, oh, I have like 50 soaps, I have 80 soaps, I have 100 soaps, I have whatever, right? Right now, it's not like I'm buying from the same, you know, some of the same people that I was buying before. So if I'm not even buying from the people I've been using, you know, like, am I going to buy from someone new? Yeah, like maybe pretty unlikely. So like there's such like it, we're kind of blessed to have like such an abundance of options.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even with, you know, these places that are, you know, closing up shop, guess what? There's still a lot of options out there.
Which makes me think there is some truth to the market being like, it's like, well, oversaturated would mean like it can't support anymore, right? And then all that can happen is for a bubble to burst and more people drop out. I think we're maybe going towards saturation, but then again, like where both of us are and what we talked about just before about where our point in the hobby is, we're not looking for the next best thing. I absolutely, you know, resonate with like, I'm barely keeping up with the releases of the software releases of the brands I already like kind of love and like to follow, let alone like there's six other brands here. Like they look great. Right. And, or like I see their interactions in the community and in Facebook groups and whatnot. Like I'd love to try it, but like, I'm just like not looking for more shave soap right now. And I'm not at that point in the hobby where I want to acquire, I want to try. It's like, I just want to enjoy. I just want to enjoy what I have. I think that really is what it goes back to.
You know, and we've talked about it like with razors and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, you approach a point of diminishing returns, you know, like if I had like four razors to use, I can get BBS shaves with pretty much like 99.9% BBS with like four razors. So do I need another one that's trying to like, you know, like sell to me, like, you know, like get like 100% BBS shaves, you know, or anything like that. I'm like, I'm pretty good, dude. Like, and stuff like that. Right. Or, you know, like which brush are you going to get? You know, like we have this super gelled, ultra dense, you know, Badger brush, or this, you know, like, you know, very plush bleached boar, you know, brush, you know, over here,
or next gen of synthetic, or next step in synthetics. Although that actually might pique my interest if, you know, like a new knot came out, right?
We will take endangered chimpanzees and force them to hand tie this synthetic fiber that is found on Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster that was sent to Mars. Okay, like that is what the next level is going to be.
that seems a little outrageous, but
at what point, you know, is good enough?
Yeah, maybe we're becoming like the boomers of the hobby, where they see us they saw us already chasing the artisan stuff. And now we've become them.
Spoiler alert. We were already the boomers, dude.
Plot twist.
Just saying.
Yeah. No, we love our older listeners, so we just came to the realization.
I
just
want to use nothing but tobacco. Nothing but Williams Mug Soap.
R.I.P. Williams Mug Soap.
You should put them on there.
They were like they were 2022, right? 21. I can't keep track.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Williams Mug Soap. I never liked you.
Never used it.
I tried it at least, but yeah, no, don't recommend it.
Where do we think, you know, stuff is going to go from here? I'll tell you this. I think there's probably be more people that close than new people that penetrate through.
Mm. Besides the is it oversaturated or not, I think there's this element of competition. And I think there's still plenty of, you know, with many people in the market, competition in the end, you know, helps or, you know, that what competition breeds, we get better products. So like it, the consumer benefits from that. So we did lose, we are losing quite a bit, but I feel like we've added, a lot more artisans came on the scene in the past years than have left. So I feel like it's kind of reaching the circle of life, you know, or equilibrium in some ways, in that it's course correcting. Like a hobby project, even just like we're talking about getting, you know, where we are in the hobby, it's like we're not always go firing on all cylinders. For some folks, it's time to, like, you know, they're sunsetting their product, because maybe already they've been running on fumes, right, for the past year or two, who knows.
I think what we should do is maybe now, like, I will try to, like, go on a, you know, tub kill, and, you know, until whatever I have, like,
yeah,
go on a complete soap freeze and then just start going. And remember what I said, if I'm shaving every, like, three days or so,
yeah,
I have enough soap to last me at least 12 years. So we can get at least 12 more years of Lather Talk content and Gerard's journey, you know, of tub kills. And then what we'll do is just we'll put like on a tombstone, you know, like RIP this, you know, RIP that, and stuff like that.
This soap I got back in 2012. That's not even joking. That could very, very well.
I triple milled this myself. And
this soap has no more scent, but I still love it.
I made it in my crock pot.
Many still are.
Many still are, definitely.
One last cool question that I thought of. It's like, do you think with all these closings and whatnot, do you think it deters someone to kind of throw their hat in the ring?
No, absolutely not.
Someone who wants to do it is still going to go ahead and do it.
I think people that want to do it don't look at everyone else and see how they're doing.
Oh, okay,
you know, that's sometimes you have. I feel like to really make it in, and I don't know. I'm not a businessman, right? Like, I'm not a business owner, but I feel like you have to have. I'm going to steal a phrase from Jalen Rose. You know, he says this on ESPN, that you have to have a certain level of irrational confidence.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah,
and
it's true.
And you know, sometimes you see that, like, in sports, you know, where a person who clearly is not as good as someone else, but they just want to, you know, puff up the chest, you know, they want to peacock the feathers, you know, and just say, like, I am here, I have arrived, right? But
they have something to prove, right?
Correct.
And yeah.
And maybe you feel like if you, maybe in this hobby, you feel that you, okay, I've used a bunch of stuff. I think I can make something at this level, if not better. And I think other people would like it too. I think that takes a certain level of irrational confidence.
Very true. Very true. I think it's something about that entrepreneurial spirit, right? In addition to, like you said, like, succeeding in sports and other, like, competitive scenarios. It makes sense. You have to believe in yourself.
Definitely.
There's a lot of different ways, you know, to attack this topic or other questions that spring up from it. So, listeners and viewers, if you have any hot takes, or want to share your opinions, you know, you can sound off in the comments below. You can also shoot. We don't get a lot of email, but I think we're happy to read messages.
What's email?
Yeah.
I send letters via the post, the United States Postal Service.
Pony Express. Well, you can still make your voice be heard. You can send us an email over at latherhog@gmail.com. I think if relevant, you know, happy to read your messages onto the show. And if not, I've already mentioned the Lather Talk Discord, where conversation is happening, including episode discussion, or that's what we hope, is to, you know, stimulate some conversation. And I think this is one that we'll keep having. I think, like you said, Gerard, this is not the end. There's 9 on the list by year's end. I say it might double. I don't know if that's like over or under. I would my right now, if we just do some predictions.
I think that's double up. Definitely possible, because you might just have places that have been, you know, inactive for so long, we've just forgotten about them.
Yeah.
And then therefore they'll just be like, oh, okay, like we're really closing. Okay,
we're officially, bye. Yeah.
So, but other than that, I mean, yeah, I would probably just say, you know, come on in Discord, you know, I was gonna, you know, load that razor, you know, get that brush ready, you know, pull out that soap, you know, and enjoy it. Enjoy the shaves.
Yeah, I think that's all we're really trying to do. We're finding ways to enjoy this. What does enjoyment as a hobbyist mean? I think that's changing, and I'm trying to figure that out too. It's a push pull between enjoying things as a hobbyist, enjoying things as a content creator. It's not. It used to be one and the same. I would say it's changed for me though. And kind of I'll keep kind of checking in and see how that changes over the next few months.
I think maybe like something, and this is also something for, you know, we usually try to like think of like just things to talk about, you know, when it comes to like the podcast and just these chats and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think also it would probably be good, you know, to just like throw it out there to our listeners and anyone else, you know, just what do you want to hear about in the hobby? Do you want to, you know, is there an obscure artisan that, you know, we haven't, you know, heard about that, you know, like we should have an eye on? Is there going to be like another, I don't know, I don't want to say a revolution, you know, as far as like, you know, like this big shave boom, you know, of the past, I'll say 10 years, you know, roughly,
yeah.
Like all
yeah.
of these like places have been popping up. But I don't know. It's like, if you asked me where the hobby is going to be in 10 years, and if I said, I don't think it's going to be much further than where it's at right now, I don't know. Would you agree with that? Would you not agree with that? What do you think? What do you think? What is the, you know, the state of the shave address? That should be the next one. We should do this. We should call it the state of the shave, or the state of shaving, like address, like the president has.
Yeah.
You know, the state of wedge shaving.
Yeah.
And go from like, what's it going to look like in 1 year? What's it going to look like in 5 years? What's it going to look like in 10 years?
Well, Gerard, it's been a great discussion. We'll see kind of what happens in the artisan space, in the wedge shaving space. I think that pretty much does it for the episode. So listeners, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Remember, you can find the podcast over on YouTube, youtube.com/latherhog. You can also find us on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and all that good stuff. Gerard, Gerard's over on Instagram at HeyGerardShaves. I'm over on all my social medias at LatherHog. Pretty easy to find. And of course, all these links will be included in the description, included with the episode. So Gerard, I hope you have a great trip to Arizona. We can talk about it when you get back next time.
I'll probably hear from Tsarsik and Dougie if I post anything. They're like, why didn't you visit?
Oh yeah, there's a good amount of wet shavers over in Arizona region.
So, but yeah, I'm just gonna go hang out with family.
Yeah. Well, have a great time. Good luck with the travels and with the kiddo and all that. And listeners, again, thank you for tuning into today's episode. And we'll catch you next time. Take care now.
Peace.